Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
How does God measure maturity in a local church? In other words, as the Lord views your church and my church, what does He see that really pleases Him? As a pastor, I asked myself these questions, and thankfully, I found the answer in the letters written to the New Testament churches. For example, listen to Paul as he introduced his first letter to the Thessalonians.
We always thank God for all of you, making mention of you constantly in our prayers. We recall in the presence of our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor motivated by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, clearly Paul was pleased with the believers in Thessalonica because of the way they had grown in these three qualities, their faith, their hope, and their love. Again, listen to what Paul said when he introduced his letter to the Colossians.
We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints because of the hope reserved for you in heaven.
Again, we see this divine trilogy that measures maturity in our local churches. This impacted me as a pastor, and this is what I wanted to develop in my church. Here's a question for all of us. If Paul wrote a letter to your church or my church, what would he thank God for? Well, hopefully it would be our work produced by faith, our labor motivated by love, and our endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.